In our special series this week, New Era in Technology, we have been talking to thinkers and tech experts who are making change happen. One federal chief information officer has to think short-term and long-term at the same time. And we welcome Census Bureau CIO Brian McGrath. He joins us now. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
All right. So let's talk about the technology that Census employees themselves are using. You're sort of in between decennial counts, although thinking about 2020. But let's talk about 2013 right now. How has the technology mix that employees inside Census changed?
So last year, the Census Bureau embarked on an aggressive process to rationalize our field organization. And we went from having 12 regional offices down to 6. Key to the success of that initiative was obviously technology and our ability to support employees doing vital work for the Bureau out of their personally owned equipment and out of their homes. We went forward with a virtual desktop infrastructure solution from our private cloud that has allowed, at this point, 5,000 employees to work from their home, not requiring equipment from the government and not requiring formal office space to do the job.
So when you say virtual desktop infrastructure, just for the people that aren't tech and wire pullers like you and me, tell us what that means in layman's terms.
So what they're allowed to do is access all of the data, and systems that we need to function and perform our services from their homes, from personally owned equipment. We went through an exhaustive IT security evaluation process because paramount to us is to ensure that access to the systems that we have and the data that we capture is secure and cannot be compromised in any way. So security was a key ingredient to that project.
And give us a sense of what these people do. You're not talking about people who actually go out and insist that people take the census or anything like the survey or anything like that.
This is a combination of supervisory staff in the field organization, as well as in support of our aggressive telework initiative here at our headquarters location in Suitland, Maryland, as well as our other locations around the country. We have aggressively embraced telework. Again, through VDI, we're allowing our vital employees to access our systems and data from home so that they can maximize their efficiency.
And from home and using their own gear. So does that mean people can use whatever they want, say a tablet or a Mac or a PC?
That's correct. We've not focused on trying to secure the endpoint. Rather, we're focusing on securing the access layer. So at the point which you access our infrastructure and systems, we've baked a very robust security model in, as well as ensuring that the data in transit is secure. So really embracing mobility, we're allowing folks to use those devices which they are most comfortable and confident in using. Therefore, we believe that improves productivity, but at the same time, certainly not sacrificing security.
And what about the cost? Because, of course, we're talking in the midst of sequestration, and this seems like a relatively new initiative. So were there any fears that you might not be able to pull it off because of the financial reasons, or is it the reverse, that actually that's more of an impetus to do this sort of thing?
Actually, Emily, you hit it right on the head. It was a big concern of mine in order to support telework. If we took a traditional model of having to supply tens of thousands of laptops and building out all the infrastructure to support that endpoint, it would have been a significant cost to the Bureau, and in the end, it would have minimized the number of employees that would have had the opportunity to telework. So the strategy was to try to leverage new and emerging technology, maximize the opportunity for telework, but again, not compromising our security posture.
So I guess the underlying assumption for all of these types of programs is that in this day and age, 2013, 2012, 2014, people are going to have their own computing devices for the rest of their lives. And if you can securely get their data to that device, then you don't have to have a lot of agency investment because the device is there already.
Absolutely. We also find that the adoption model is much more positive if you're using a device that you use day in and day out and a device that you're very comfortable with. So rather than us deploying a device and then having the requirement to provide exhaustive training on how to use the device and then access the systems, if we can leverage the the device that an employee already owns, is already comfortable with, and then we only have to train them on accessing the systems and our policies and procedures for ensuring that our data remains secure, we see that that is has a positive impact on productivity.
All right, so we have kind of a new setup here. We have wireless, we have mobile devices that people have, and we have virtualized desktop environments instead of hard drives with everything there for and all the insecurity that entails. So what about the applications themselves and the work processes? Have you adapted those, or are you planning to, so that they match that kind of model of wireless, mobile, virtualization, and cloud?
Yeah, it's certainly a different model, and it presents some much different challenges for us. The delivery of applications and systems through a VDI infrastructure is different. It does pose some challenges, but in the long run, the optimization that it provides, and again, allowing all of the data and applications to sit in our private cloud, so our data never leaves our data center, and what transverses over the internet and down the wire is really just the light of the image. So we believe that has a significant impact improving our security posture. Applications, so now that we're working in a highly teleworked environment, it's a much different model where traditional meetings where everyone would be sitting in the room looking at each other, that's not where we are today, and it's not where we're headed. So that does require some adjustment and an adaptation of how we engage and function as an organization. But I think in the long run, having that opportunity to support telework and mobility will dramatically increase our productivity.
We're speaking with Brian McGrath. He's the Chief Information Officer at the Census Bureau. And Brian, I understand the benefits of somebody being very comfortable with their own technology. They choose, they like it, they want to use it. But what about those who would like to telework but are reluctant perhaps to spend the money on something that they really wouldn't use outside of work? Did you make any sort of accommodations for people who actually would prefer to have something given to them by the agency?
So we are not providing government-furnished equipment for telework. What we found through surveys and engagement with our employees that folks did have equipment, whether it be a laptop or a desktop computer, they did have solid internet connectivity. So we didn't find that that was an issue for our staff and for us as an organization.
And before we turn to the mission, the next count itself, I just wanted to ask you about the workspace now that you've consolidated into three offices and more people teleworking. Have you changed the makeup and nature of the offices that do remain that those people go to?
Well, we certainly know from GSA that we will not be receiving any additional office space, specifically here in Suitland, Maryland, in our headquarters. So we've reached out and had a couple of meetings with GSA to talk about their new next-generation office space that they have downtown, and actually have a number of meetings and initiatives underway looking at a hoteling strategy for us here at the Bureau.
All right, so turning to the mission now, we know Census is always looking over the horizon to prepare for the next decennial count, and because they're only 10 years, it's pretty hard to predict what specific technology you're going to be using. So what are you anticipating, and how are you preparing now?
So we have a couple of key initiatives we think are underway that will have a very positive impact on the 2020 decennial census. But at this point, we also have to be mindful that we are 7 years away, and we want to both be aware of new and emerging technologies and the challenges, frankly, that they will present to us as well as opportunities, but also not to make decisions too early in the life cycle. So if you think we still have 7 years until the 2020 decennial census, if you think back, the iPhone was released in 2007, and that is certainly in that new and emerging technology space has had a profound impact on both the business, private, and public sector, as well as our personal lives. So we have this balance of trying to make decisions and leverage technology, but not making decisions too early. So one of the most exciting aspects of the 2020 decennial census will obviously be the internet option. And the Census Bureau is in the business, it has been in the business for many years of conducting surveys online. We do somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 surveys every year online. We do a fair amount of work for other agencies that leverage our infrastructure and capability to provide their internet data collection requirements. So we think that that's going to have a very positive impact. Our new director, John Thompson, has drawn a line in the sand or a target for us and has said we'd like to see he would like to see 60% of the self-response come in via the internet. So we're very excited about that opportunity. We think it'll present significant opportunities for the American public as far as ease of use, and hopefully will motivate them to provide their responses online.
Is your network infrastructure as it is now good for that? I mean, do you have the capabilities that you'll need at that time, or do you have to have a plan for boosting them up for increased capabilities?
So our infrastructure is sized for our requirements as they sit today. Clearly, the 2020 decennial census will bring to us significant additional requirements, and we have initiatives underway right now where we're looking at what does that capacity requirement look like and how would we solve it. Clearly, we will not be in the business of buying and provisioning a massive infrastructure ourselves, and we are very much hopeful that the public cloud or some type of government cloud or hybrid cloud will be mature and will present a viable solution for us. But we clearly think the public cloud has a big play, but there's a lot of work to be done.
And do you maintain at Census a formal laboratory or technology center where, you know, I can envision people wearing white lab coats testing the latest technology and the new products that come out so you keep your kind of finger in the wind there?
Yeah, we were very fortunate. Our chief technology officer, Avi Bender, was really at the ground level of creating an idea for what we call the Center for Applied Technology. And that's it's both a physical and a logical space here at the Census Bureau where we bring together both business and technological experts from across the Bureau to work in essence, a think tank environment where they come with specific problems or issues or opportunities that they want to investigate. And then we constitute a team, a diverse team, and they work to explore new and emerging technologies. So it's both a physical space. We've also created off our production network a research and development area where we can install and experiment with new and emerging technologies and not have any access to our existing data or systems.
Brian McGrath is the Chief Information Officer at the Census Bureau. And Brian, thanks for sharing that with us.
Thank you.